This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, you know, spending some time with us, really. I appreciate it. I think we all, look it, I love when you guys are involved and engaged. Really do. I do appreciate it so much. So be involved, be engaged, get into the mix, if you would. I know there's probably another new term I could use, but I'm not that new. You know, and just get involved in the conversation. It's really what it boils down to. I want you involved in the conversation. And, you know, some of you know that social media has been beating the crud out of some of us conservatives, making it very, very hard, not impossible, but definitely making it hard to make a decent living. You know, I can only eat so much tuna fish. Just kidding. But there are a lot of conservatives out there. No, seriously, the social media has made it tough for them to make money, tough for them to sell their product and get their message out. So you need to find one. I'm believing it's me, but you need to find something you can support. And it doesn't take a whole bunch. Really, I mean, think about something. If 1,000 of you would just give up one cup of coffee a month, it would help. Right? I mean, some of you, like me, I could give up, instead of two hot dogs at, you know, at the hot dog joint, I have one. It's really that simple. State lawmakers in Virginia apologized to her constituents Thursday. Now, this is not uncommon, by the way. I mean, some of you, I'm sure, you know, maybe you know this, maybe you don't. But a lot of legislators don't read the bills. They rely on staff to read them and give them cheaters, you know, what do they call them, college crib notes?
Yeah.
That's old, I'm sure. But, I mean, that's what they do. So, you know, Delaware, Dawn Adams, a Democrat out of Richmond, said that she made a mistake when she did not read the bill that was put out by Kathy Tran's bill. And it would allow abortions in the third trimester. She said, I vaguely, after seven martinis, I vaguely remember signing on to this. And I did this in a solidarity with my colleagues. It's a symbolic gesture for a woman's right to choose. Wow. See, this, it shows you. And then the pride steps in. And a lot of them, I mean, I'll give her credit here, but a lot of them won't back away from it because pride steps in and won't let them. She said, I'm sorry that I didn't excuse or exercise due diligence before this explosion of attention. She said, I would have rethought it. The bill, which never made it out of the subcommittee, though, galvanized the anti-abortion movement in Virginia and nationwide at this point. Yeah, they stepped on it big time, didn't they? Current Virginia law requires three physicians to agree that a third trimester abortion is necessary because the mother's life or health would be jeopardized. Now, Trans's Repeal Act would have only required the mother and a physician be in agreement. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, also a Democrat, he got in a real firestorm. Remember, I mean, he was great. I'm sorry. Look, I've been telling you guys about this movie, Gosnell. Now, right now it's out on VOD, which is video on demand. It's going to be out on DVD next week. I may even start giving some away next week. I'll let you know. But you got to see this movie. And the beauty behind this movie is you can see everybody hiding from the abortion world. You can see everybody hiding from what this doctor was doing, this butcher doctor was doing. But for me personally, the best part of the story, and actually if you read the book, it's even more gruesome. But there's not a lot of gore in the movie. But the attorney, the defense attorney, explaining that we all know that an abortion is dirty business, and it's ugly, and it's bloody. And he explains what happens in an abortion. This is in the movie. And actually, it's based on the real trial that took place. And he goes on to say, it's not like anybody doesn't know this is happening. It's that dirty little secret that nobody wants to talk about, and my client shouldn't be punished for it. Which I'm sorry, but I thought it was a great defense. It was like you're appalled. You're what they now jokingly refer to as you're pearl clutchers. Oh my God, I can't believe this happened. You know exactly what's going on. In today's day and age, with science and everything else, you can see exactly what's going on. Like I've said to some of my friends, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be harsh or hard, but I can put up the cutest little stories on my Facebook page, my personal page. And everybody loves them and clicks, yes, oh, that's cute, ha, 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 so funny. And then I put up an abortion story. But now they have, 4D imaging? We can actually see the baby, and you can see the baby's gums and lips and nostrils, and you clearly see its fingers. And struggle to get a few likes on it. What are you afraid of? It's on my website. I mean, it's on my Facebook page, personal page. You can see it. It's real science. Why shy away from it? Just asking. And I always say the same thing. You know the people you can count on in a fight. You know when you're in trouble who you can count on to step up and help you out. The governor went on to say, if a mother is in, I know you guys have heard this a million times, and I hate to beat you up about it because I'm not trying to. But it goes on to say, if a mother's in labor, and I can tell you exactly what would happen, he says. Now, this is the governor. I've looked at this. I know it. I know what would happen. The infant would be delivered in labor. Remember what he said? The mother's in labor, because now he's saying he didn't say what he said, which is nothing new. I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. What does that mean? Off the cold table? Wrapped. I want you to think about if you ever held a newborn baby in your hands. If you ever saw a newborn baby within a day or two after it was born, I want you to think about that before we come back. Joe Messina, your host, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface. surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
Over there.
Yes, sir,
we are back. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-CHICK-CHICKY-BOOM. There you go. Go ahead. Write me up now. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay. I just want to get back to it. I mean, I got so many stories to get through. I know I'm not going to make it through, but I'm going to try like heck. You can believe it. The Virginia lawmaker, who apologized. I mean, Don Adams, a Democrat out of Richmond. She decided that she would go ahead and get in solidarity with her sisters. Right, to make sure that women had the right to choose. Not even giving any thought. Think about this. She said it. Not giving any thought as to whether, you know, what the bill was actually in the bill. It was to protect abortion rights. That's what she was told. And that's how they sell us most of the time. That's how they sell some of you. You see the title of the bill, you see the title of the law you're voting on or what they're trying to push through, and you go for it. You don't read it. You don't really listen and find out. The Democrats, I don't know if some of you know this, but D.C. is not a state. Some people think it is. It's not a state. So it doesn't have congressmen, doesn't have senators. But there's a movement afoot. I saw this in several places. So there's a movement afoot to make it a state. Now, here's the scary thing about this. I want you to really think about something. Right now, it's a group. It's a congressional group that decide the laws and you know some of the, and what have you in D.C. If you turn that into a state, it is 93% Democrat. You turn that into a state, you're going to have two more Dem senators. No, I didn't say Dem senators. I said Dem senators. Think about that. Do you want to give them that much power? And on top of that, they'll get another congressperson. And then what do you have? Now you have some political clout in that city, even worse than it is already. Not good. Think it through. But I'll tell you what really got me a little crazy. When I heard some of these legislators talking about this, apparently none of them have read the Constitution. None of them have a clue as to what it takes to become a state. Right? They think they're just going to pass a law and it's going to become a state. I love it. I think it's hilarious. It shows you not only how out of touch they are, but how ignorant they are as to how our government works. And nobody seems to care. Doesn't seem to bother them that much. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, here's a good one. This is one of my good last-minute stories for the show. If you go over to Todd Starnes' site, and I usually don't send people to the sites, but I love that guy. I love the stories he has up. You know, we've been told that we've been blocked because of hate speech. I don't believe it at all. I know there's some local trolls near where I live that know who I am, and they're constantly on Facebook to pull down the sites. But now, which is, you know what, it's not surprising that this is happening. But think about that. Facebook is blocking a pro-life pastor's message to New York's Governor Cuomo. Right? I mean, can't even get a message to him. Can't even put something out there to get people to think about. What are they... See, this is the thing I've never understood. What are they so afraid of? Hey, Zuck, what are you so afraid of? I mean, you must be a bully if you're keeping people from being able to say things. What are you afraid of? If we're so asinine, so out of control, so out of touch, you have nothing to fear. People are going to look at a message and go, yeah, sure, okay, those guys are whacked. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the famed German theologian, once warned us that silence in the face of evil is evil itself. In recent days, evil has shown its face in New York and Virginia. Now, last week, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation that would allow women to abort their babies even up to birth. He ordered that in spite of the World Trade Center. He ordered that the spire of the World Trade Center be illuminated in pink to celebrate the new law. Why not red? That would have been better, right? Symbolize blood. Because what's pink? Pink is a female color. Does that have to do with the baby? Or are you saving the pink ones and killing the blue ones? I don't know. If you've ever wondered what a modern-day barbarian looks like, go look at a picture of Cuomo. I mean, the guy is obviously sick. I'm seriously mentally sick. And if you listen to the show for any length of time, you've heard me say this a couple times this week. He actually came out and said he agreed with the Pope that killing men in prison, killing people in prison for committing murder, who have been convicted of murder and sentenced to death, is barbaric and inhumane. However, snipping a baby's spinal cord, not so much. Now, if you don't think that's sick, then maybe you need to go get a checkup. And how could Democrats, especially those who profess to be Christian, support politicians who want to kill babies? How does that happen? Pro-life Americans have been staggered by the monstrous actions of many anti-life Democrats in recent days. Tim Mercado, the senior pastor of Gateway Church in Staten Island, he posted a passionate letter on Facebook urging the governor to reconsider his actions. He said, "I've been a proud New Yorker all my life. The decision has left me not only grieved, but ashamed." And you know what? You're seeing more and more of this. But if you're so ashamed, if you're so grieved, if you're so upset, stop voting them in. Vote him out. Do not let another nut job like that in as your governor. Same thing in New York City. Don't let it happen. He goes on, "Please affirm to protect all human life, whether in the womb, near the womb, or anywhere, you know." I mean, it's just crazy. "Thank goodness there are pastors in New York who are not ashamed of standing up for the unborn." Look it, we have pastors that won't stand up for the unborn. The pastor's message was promptly taken down because, ready for this one? It violated Facebook's community standards. Right? Think about that. Two lines sent them into a tizzy. "I've been a proud New Yorker all my life. This decision has left me not only grief, but ashamed." That sent Facebook into a tizzy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump tells reporters Friday to listen closely to next Tuesday's State of the Union address to find out his next move on a border wall. He appears to be leaning toward a national emergency declaration to pay for it, saying negotiations in Congress are going nowhere. On CNN's Anderson Cooper 360, Florida Republican Representative Michael Waltz, a member of the Armed Services Committee.
We need to let these negotiations continue, and I hope we do. Compromise can't be a dirty word. We have both sides sitting down to work this out, and that's what I hope continues. That's what I want. want to see continue, and what I want to see, I want to see them come to an agreement.
Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam apologized Friday for appearing in a racist and offensive photo on his 1984 medical school yearbook page that showed one man dressed in blackface and another in a KKK robe, but gives no indication he plans to resign. And that despite calls from the Florida Republican Party chairman that he do so. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're with me and that you're, you know, keeping up. Keeping up is good, too. I always appreciate that as well. And, you know, again, trying to keep up with what's going on in the news, with Facebook, with politics, with social issues. It may sound like it, but sometimes I don't want to do the political issues. I like the social issues so much more. I really do, because I think they make so much more sense. You know, some political issues are very subjective, if you would, right? You've got people that want to vote their constituency, and they should be. Look, I'm the first one to say, I tell people all the time on the school board, this is a representative government. Now, knowing where I stand, the community knows where I stand, so the people who voted for me know that I have conservative values, that I'm a Christian, and but here's the deal. I don't vote what I want. I vote with the people who voted me in and trusted me with knowing what my principles were. That's what I vote. And what's the best for the kids. Now, and because I know somebody's going to nitpick that, what's the best for the majority of the kids without ignoring the minority kids? And I don't mean minority, I mean minority in lower numbers. You know that. But when an issue comes up, as any elected official, and you have 70 people, in my case, from my point of view, on the liberal side of an issue, and they come to the boardroom, and they want us to vote or look at or take a look at something from a certain viewpoint, and I have three conservatives show up, then representative government would dictate that, apparently, the liberal parents want this and the conservative parents don't care. Or the community, based on who showed up in the room, they want a certain thing, and the minority, the three, well, they're not in the majority. They're not really what the community is looking for. And we vote accordingly. Which is why I've been telling you guys for 9 years being on the air, if you don't get off your duffs, if you don't get off the couch, if you don't make as much noise as they do, we will lose and continue to lose. Now, I'm not telling you to get in a vain arguments or a stupid word bashing each other. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you actually engaging, getting involved, showing up at these meetings. Anyway. So, Cuomo, he ordered the spire of the World Trade Center to be illuminated in pink to celebrate the new law. How do you celebrate death? I mean, I have celebrated somebody's life after they died, but I never celebrated a death. And as a Christian, if you're honest with yourself, and you really understand the grace and mercy of Christ, then you wouldn't dance around at the murder of somebody or at the execution from a legal standpoint of somebody who hasn't had the ability to accept Christ or get to know God. It's not a celebration time. I realize justice is served. I realize the Bible says if you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. I got all of that. But as a Christian, what's the ultimate goal? A segment for another day. Anyway. And again, like I said, if you really want to know, and you New Yorkers, you got what you deserved. You're getting high taxes, you're getting high crime, right? You're getting needles in the streets, you're getting human feces in the streets. Why? Because you voted them in. This is the week, this is the abortion week. This is the week that something happened, something snapped, some dam broke. And the real colors, this is what I've been saying about the rage against Donald Trump. See, the Republicans had all three branches. They couldn't handle it. The Dems, I mean. Republicans couldn't handle it from a different standpoint. But the Dems, they couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that Donald Trump ever had a chance, could have had a chance. He said, I've been a proud New Yorker all my life. This decision has left me not only grieved but ashamed. Please affirm and protect all human life, whether in the womb or near the tomb. This was what the pastor put up on Facebook. These two lines he put up on Facebook, and Facebook pulled the post because it was in violation of their community standards. What? What could that possibly violate? Even if I didn't believe, let's just say I didn't believe like the pastor did, right? And there's a lot of things I don't agree with I see going down, but I agree with their right to post it. I agree with my right to make fun of them. It's not going to stop. We allowed this to happen. It's not going to stop. Facebook won't allow the pastor to post his letter to the governor. It's been posted on Todd Starnes' site. I won't post it on Facebook because I've already had three pages pulled because of quote-unquote hate speech, which is a line of crock. I know who's doing it. I know the group that's getting it pulled. And it has absolutely nothing to do with hate speech. Anyway, back to, where was I? God, I hate that. When I get lost like that. It's real simple for me, though. All right. Yeah, and I was talking earlier about how the bill that they tried to pass in Virginia, the co-author didn't even read it, just stepped up in solidarity. But the author of the bill, or one of the co-authors of the bill, the main one, right? What was her name? Kathy Tran. She's a Democrat. And she was supposed to have a town hall meeting this Saturday. And guess what happened? She's canceled it over the security and safety concerns. Did she really, and I'm sure the right will get blamed for this, but seriously, did she really think this would just be a pushover? And when you look what she was talking, man, you talk about being cold. She looked cold. She said, unfortunately, we have to postpone our joint legislative town hall meeting for this Saturday, due to the security and safety concerns for our constituents who plan to attend, as well as participants coming to youth sport activities at the South County High School. She said, we value talking to constituents about their concerns for our community and how we can help address them. We have looked forward. You know, I don't buy this for a second. I'll tell you what happened. She saw the emails, the differences in the emails. She saw the outrage. She saw what happened and knew who was going to show. We're not violent people. You look at who does most of the fighting online. You look at who throws most of the punches, right? It's the left. Be honest about it. We don't go to the town halls and what have you to start a fight, a physical fight, a fist fight, whatever. We don't do that. Anyway, it just irritates me to know that we let, again, see, we let them get up. You know what they do to our Congress people, our senators? When they have a Republican they don't like, they find, I don't know if they find their people that are out of work, I don't know what they, but they constantly hound that person in their offices, in their office buildings, to the point where the landlords sometimes have to ask the Congress people to leave. And it isn't because a congressman is hated by the community. How the heck did they get voted in, right? No, it's a small group. They do this all the time. It's a small group of 20, 25, 30 people that, I don't know if they're on unemployment, they got nothing to do, I don't know what it is. And then they go pick it and they make noise because they know the other tenants will complain to the point where the landlord will have to ask that person to leave. And I even know recently, well, I won't put it out there because too many people will put it together. But I've seen it happen where a landlord has allowed a Democrat to come in who is a Republican. The landlord's a Republican, said, because we don't do that. So I'll be safe if they move in. Nobody will bother them. We don't do the violence. They do. Prove me wrong. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back right after the break.
And my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Your host. What I was saying was, I am not going to sing that. Not going to happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And don't, you know what? I try to hit subjects that are happening all over the world, all over the country, the ones that I think you believe are important. You know, when you think about stuff like this where it's so easy for Facebook, who I have now have absolutely no love for, but, you know, Facebook can pull you down this easy. It is the Gestapo at its best. Really, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. You know, I love this. You don't even know how much this tickles me. And I love how they beat on President Trump all the time. Oh, you can't talk to people like that. You can't talk to nations like that. You can't do this. You can't do that. Well, he does it. They did the same thing to Reagan. I mean, honestly, they really did the same thing to Reagan. So NATO states, now they've come to the table and they went, wait a minute, we don't like the way this guy talks about us. And he's right, we're not paying our fair share. So you know what they did? They ponied up another $100 billion for NATO. Think about this. NATO states increased their defense spending by $100 billion after President Trump called out the countries for not paying their fair share. Now, here's the funny thing about it. Our people here, the Democrats in the Senate and the Congress, were going, oh, my God, you can't do that. We need to do this. We need to make sure we're there. We need to make sure we have enough money, and NATO's propped up, and let's give more. What, these guys are really generous with our dollars, are they not? It's amazing. It's not their money. Over the weekend, NATO Secretary General Secretary General appeared on Fox News Sunday. He said that President Trump had been very clear. He's committed to NATO. He stated that he clearly just a few days ago, and also at the NATO summit in July. But at the same time, he clearly stated, now it's really funny because the NATO Secretary General got this, but our little lowly senators, Dem senators and Congress people could not figure this out. They didn't understand. It was English. I don't know why. The Secretary General said, you know, they understood. That Trump actually said, you need to invest more money in this. You need to be paying for your own security. You need to be paying for your own welfare. He said, by the end of next year, NATO allies will add $100 billion extra U.S. dollars towards defense. He says, so we'll see some real money, we'll see some real results, and then we'll send a clear message from President Trump that he is having an impact on us. Nobody's ever asked him before or forced the issue. We have already been fast to support them, to shore them up. Same thing with the UN. We're the ones that always jumps in to help them out. And so what was the big deal with Trump putting some pressure on them, like he did with Gorbachev, like Reagan did with Gorbachev? The Secretary General said that while Trump put a lot of pressure on NATO, it was necessarily due to the Russian aggression. What he's doing is to help us adapt, adapt the alliance, and we need it because we live in a really unpredictable world. He said, when you talk about Ukraine and other places, look what's happening. Now, Trump has been on NATO for a long time. You know, get to it. Do something. During the NATO summit in Brussels, though, in July of 2018, Trump called out the European nation for being delinquent. Many countries are not paying what they should. And frankly, he said many countries owe us a tremendous amount of money. For years they've owed us money. You know, they've been delinquent, and nobody's gotten on their case. Why not? If you go back 10 to 20 years, you add up how much money they owe, how much of their portion they're not paying. But we paid it. We got in there and took care of them. Why? It's interesting how the Dems will tell us we have to help them. We can't pull out. We have to pay the difference in part of our security. But we can't put security at the border. They want to take money away from, and they always do this. Matter of fact, another article I wrote a long time ago is whenever a Democrat president takes office, one of the first things he or she does, he at this point, with his red pen, is he starts to wipe out military money. Why is that? Why is that the first thing they go after? I mean, Obama weakened the military? Billy Bob Clinton weakened the military? Right? Jimmy Carter? He weakened the military? Why? Why would you do that to these people? After the Secretary General appearance on Fox News, Trump took to Twitter and wrote that the NATO Secretary General just stated that because of me, NATO has been able to raise far more money than ever before. Now, everybody gets upset with the president every time he talks about me, me, me. Look what I did, look what I've done, look what's happened under me. Well, let me tell you what. As a person that consistently gets beat up, I know why he does that. Who else is doing it? Really, seriously, who else is going to give him credit or put it out there that this is what I did? I brought NATO to the table with their checkbooks. Nobody else, no other president. You guys poo-pooed me for doing it. And look what they've done. They put $100 billion in, which will help make them stronger. When you have money in the game, skin in the game, of course you're going to be strong. And they should be taking care of themselves. See, we should be there as a support mechanism, not the ones out front. And what's wrong with them coming up one more morning? Same thing with the UN. Why should we coddle them when they're not taking care of themselves and some of the stuff that they do? I'm telling you what, I would empty that building out, get the people out, and then level it. Seriously. When you think about who they put on the Human Relations Board, they put the chairmen of that Human Relations Board have been people from Cuba, from China, and from North Korea at times. How? How does that happen? I'm constantly awestruck at the stupidity of some of these people. Yes, I'm doing my smorgasbord segment where everything and anything goes. Yeah, can you tell? Yeah. Anyway, here's another good one. Can Trump really build a wall? Can he do it without the Dems? You know, during his speech today, he kept saying, well, we haven't stopped building a wall. We're still building a wall. The wall's still... And I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, I know they're still building a wall, but I thought it was money left over. The other question I would have, I would love to find out from someone, money has been allocated twice. Money have been voted for twice on the wall. Where is it? How come we're not using it? How come we're not going back to that law and saying, wait a minute, you guys already signed off on this. So I'm going to push forward. I'm going to make it happen. And because it's law, I have every right to do it. That's what I would be doing. But apparently, according to the law, too, and Trump is right, the wall is being built. There are portions of the wall that are already funded. They're already moving forward on. But the Pentagon can build parts of the wall without the Trump emergency declaration. I wasn't aware of that. So we come to find out by Undersecretary in the Department of Defense that even though no final decision has been made by really anybody at this point, they can do something. Defense Undersecretary for Policy John Rood told Congress that under at least one provision of the federal law, the Defense Department already has the power to build roads and fences on the border to block drug smuggling corridors and support the Homeland Security. It's already law. This is what I keep saying. We keep going passing these laws. We keep tightening up laws, passing laws. We don't need to. Go find out the ones that are already in the books and clean them up. If I was president even for a day, one of the first things I do, I know it doesn't sound like it's really important, I would put a commission together that couldn't be disbanded until they went through, looked at every law on the books. I know it'd probably be a 15-year job. Look at every law on the books. Get rid of the duplicate laws. Get rid of the ones that don't apply anymore. We've got some really stupid stuff happening. Really stupid money. We've got a fund that goes out every day. It's part of the general budget. And because of the way the law is written, apparently they can't get rid of it. There is $10-plus million a year allocated to look into areas that don't have POTS lines. Plain old telephone service. There's places in the city that don't have POTS lines anymore because you don't need them. Seriously. Mr. Rood assured the Republican Mo Brooks, Representative Mo Brooks, I'm sorry, of Alabama, that it would take an emergency declaration to trigger. He told the congressman flatly, no, we don't need one. We can just jump in and do it. All the president has to tell us is he's okay with it. Wouldn't that be wonderful? You'd hear a whole bunch of eyes popping back there in D.C. Maybe that's what we need. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Sight. Hey, thanks for being with me. Have a safe weekend. I want you back here on Monday. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.